Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, you've been working your butt off. Now, you know, we like to ask people, you know, how things have been going in your area, where you've been, because everybody, you know, comics, you know, we're all trying to, you know, navigate around different protocols in different parts of the country and things. You know, Florida, right. Obviously, there's nothing. You could pretty much do anything here. But, I mean, I know Chicago, you know, they had some pretty tight stuff for a while there. How's everything going up north when it comes to performing and getting around to shows?
Yeah, that's why I'm coming down there for a run, because a lot of my shows. People were like, there's no laws in Florida. I'm like, okay, let's do a run down there. Because I did have this recent surge with Omicron. There was like 80 comics in Chicago that all tested positive. And they all shut their doors for like a day or two, maybe a week at the most. And now everything's back to normal, but like independent shows, bar shows, it's kind of up in the air, and a lot of them are still getting canceled just because the numbers are so insane, unfortunately. So that's why I'm pumped to come to Florida and not have a show get canceled.
Yeah, I noticed, you know, when the shutdowns happened, you know, almost 2 years ago, the influx of comics just coming down to Florida temporarily and just staying. We've had comics just come here and say, you know what? I'm just going to stay. There's a lot of work down here, and you guys are never shutting down. As long as there's flea markets with socks on sale, you guys are never shutting anything down. And people just don't care here. You know, people have pet alligators here. They're not worried about Omicron. So it's just one of those things, you know. And that's the thing, too, is we're very welcoming. You know, people want to come down here. We go, you know, come on down. Just don't talk smack when you get here about how great the North is. That's the only thing that Floridians hate. We just don't want you to come up here or come down here and go, well, you know, it's way better in Michigan, because then people will immediately give you directions back.
Yeah,
right. So how long are you going to be down, and how many shows you got popping off? I know you're not just doing one or two shows.
I'm not. I'm there for, Wednesday to Saturday, I'm going to be there. And I have some shows in Fort Myers, St. Pete, and Sarasota, and I list them all on my Instagram. So we're kind of going all over the place, and it's freezing up here. It's icy and cold, so I'm excited to get down to warm weather at least.
Oh, my God. You haven't gotten to Florida yet. Okay, so it's got to be in the teens, right?
Yeah, it's like 10 degrees outside right now. Something like that.
Oh my God, Sarah. No. No, it's
28.
Oh, okay. That's still horrible. It's 62 degrees right now. We got people in parkas here in Tampa. So, yeah, it's.
Oh, yeah. People in parkas. They just don't care up here. So,
right.
Yeah, it's really, really cold. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, in Chicago, people are just happy not to get shot at, I'm sure. But, you know, it's you know, everybody's got their thing. It's fine. We, you know, you can get shot here, too.
Yep.
You're coming to St. Pete.
Anywhere. True.
Will, do you have any questions for Sarah?
Well, I know that last time you came here, Sarah, I believe you picked up a boyfriend in one John Silman and took him with you up to Chicago. I think everybody wants to know in the listening area, how big is John's penis?
Good question, Will.
Okay. It's so funny because we talk about this all the time, because John tells me every day how beautiful I am and how funny I am and how out of his league I am. And so then we joke about it, and I say, I think people probably think you have probably the biggest penis on. He's like a Pete Davidson or something. I don't understand it. I think we're in the same league, but people are like, how'd you land Sarah? He's a nice guy. He's got one ball, but he's a nice guy.
I mean, when you say stuff like he tells you every day how beautiful and funny you are, that to me, you know, that's not spoken like a man with a huge penis. You know.
He's in the background. He's listening right now, and he said to tell you it's average.
It's average, okay.
That's good, though. Average is fine. I think average is where average most is men fine. Would want to be. It is.
Yeah,
I
but mean, average, it depends, because it depends on the scale that you're measuring average. Because sometimes to some guys, 4 inches is average. And then you go, no, that's not average. And they go,
no.
Oh, yeah, it is. I don't know what universe
you're
living
in. Yeah, you got to Google the global average and the United States average, and you'd be very surprised. You'd be very surprised.
I think it's 5.5 inches, right?
I love that we turned this into this subject. I'm so really...
That's why I had Will ask you a question. I wanted to shift gears.
You knew he was, yeah.
We were starting to talk about COVID, and I didn't want to depress anybody, and we're talking about a comedy show, so let's get Will in here with some penis questions. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, it says it does say here, I don't know what the average in the United States is, but according to Google, the preferred length for a woman is 6 inches and a circumference of 5 inches.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Well, in that case, he's not even close.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm looking at him right into his face. We joke with each other all the time about this. Uh-huh.
I like it when people compare it to like a beverage, like a container. It's like, is it more like a Tall Boy Colt 45 or a Red Bull? I'm like, both of those are ridiculous. What are you talking about? You got a Red Bull penis?
That's what I said. I have a joke about a guy that sent me a penis picture, and like, you know how guys put it near an object to like make it look bigger?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he put his next to like an old iPod Shuffle. It was like so small. I'm like, you're gonna choose that, and it was like the same size. I was like,
oh no.
Yeah, you got a 32 gig penis, bro. That's not good.
Did he try to play it off? He goes, no, that's the regular full size iPod.
That's an iPad Pro. That's an iPad Pro.
Yeah, like no, we could. I could see that's a Shuffle, bro. Yeah, that's too bad. That's an interesting strategy, because you could go. I mean, it's all angles, too. So I suppose at the right angle, you could use that and make it look...
You know
look...
who says it's all angles? Is dudes with small penises say it's all about the angle.
I do like to shoot. I like to shoot from above it so you don't see its double chin, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, man. No, it's not. That's an interesting strategy, though. Yeah, I don't even bother with the putting it next to anything, because I want it to be a mystery.
I don't take my own. I don't. Why would I do that?
You let somebody Google, else take it?
I would Google better penis, and then I would just screenshot one of those.
And have Leah take your photos for you, your penis pics?
Nah, man, she wouldn't want that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
She's marrying me. She's proud. You know, it's hers. You know, she didn't want all these women seeing that, and then you know, all of a sudden they're chasing me, you know, like the Beatles down the road. You know, I don't need that kind of pressure in my life, Will. Stupid. Anyway, back to you, Sarah. On the hotline, if you're just joining us, we have Sarah Perry, very funny comedian, coming to town all week, Wednesday through Saturday, in St. Peter the Coastal Creative. Big show Saturday night, January 22nd, 8 o'clock show. I strongly recommend, if you're in the St. Pete area, go see Sarah. And also, Average Penis John, and what I'm guessing is probably a little above Average Penis, Dan Baxt, will be there too. He's a guitar act, so he has to have a bigger penis. I don't make the rules. Yeah, what do you think he rests that guitar on when he's playing, when he doesn't have a strap? So, very funny guy. I've worked with both of these guys many, many times, and they're very funny. One day, maybe I'll work with you, Sarah. Wouldn't that be great? I would love that.
That would be. I'd be so pumped for that.
Hell yeah. Well, you're going to be, Wednesday through Saturday. Maybe, well, what time is the show on Wednesday? Is that an 8 o'clock show?
That is a yes, I believe so.
We're going to say yes, it is.
Yes,
boom.
Yes, it is.
All right. Maybe I'll pop in on that one. I might pop in because we do a radio show at 10 o'clock to midnight on Wednesday. So maybe I'll swing in there and say hi to you guys before I come over to the studio, depending on everything that's going on. But yeah, I'd like to check you guys out. And I also want to check out Coastal Creative. So it's one of these popping places now. I know they're doing joint ventures with Side Splitters and everything else. So Yeah, they're really doing a lot over there. Mm-hmm. And St. Pete is booming, too. So, yeah, you don't even really have to go farther than St. Pete to have a good time, eat a good meal, see a good show. It used to just be old people and murder. But now it's so much more.
So much more.
Will, do you have another question for Sarah before we let her go?
Oh, I think we've tortured her enough. Let's just let her go.
Sarah, thank you so much for the phone call. We really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime. Anytime you're coming to town, love to talk to you. And like I said, I look forward to trying to see you in person one day soon. We're always booked at the same time. I'm doing a show somewhere up North Florida on Saturday, so I can't be there for that. But I want everybody around here to definitely go to your show at Coastal Creative. And also, we're going to post your Instagram and this flyer for this show and everything on the Johnny B Show Facebook and Instagram and all that. So you got our support 100%. And also
awesome.
John Silman and his grossly average penis. So have a great.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.